I'm so glad to be with you today. It won't be too long now before Grace and I will be making our way to Hong Kong and then to China. Maybe maybe March, at the end of March or April maybe. But just waiting for a date. So please pray for us as we prepare to go.
我们在等候这个日子，可能是3月底或者4月初，请各位为我们祷告。
We're very excited about it, and then we just believe that God is leading us, and you are one of our partners, and so we're very thankful for your partnership in this work.
这件事情我们感到很兴奋，我们也等候神的引导，因为你们是我们的同工，所以。
Let's pray before we enter into the word of God.
在我们来读神的话之前，我们先一起祷告。
Father, help us to hear you.
天父帮助我们能够听到你的话。
As we reflect on this difficult passage of scripture, may we hear your voice speak into our hearts.
当我们在想这一段困难的经文的时候，让我们能够听到你向我们说话。
Lord, use your word to transform our lives.
就用你的话来改变我们的生命。
May through this time together, may our faith grow deeper and stronger.
但愿这一段在一起的时间，让我们的信心能够更深，能够更坚固。
And so we commit ourselves to you in Jesus' name.
所以我们将自己献给你，奉耶稣的名。
Amen. One of the mystery and reality of the faith journey is the problem with prayers that go unanswered.
在我们信心的旅程当中，有一个碰到的一个问题，就是有一些可能我们祷告好像没有能应允。Prayer
itself is a mystery.
祷告本身是一个奥秘。
Why even to bother praying if God already knows everything?
如果神已经知道所有的事情，为什么我们还需要祷告呢？
He knows everything about you, and He knows all your needs.
他知道你一切的事情，一切的需要。
So why ask him for anything at all?
为什么我们还需要向他来求呢？
That's a topic all in itself.
这个题目本身就是一个好像好的讲题。
Prayer is hard work.
祷告是一件很难的事情。
Harry Nouwen, one of our very famous theologians, wrote these words about prayer.
这个Nouwen牧师是很出名的一位神学家，他写了一段关于祷告的故事。
He said, prayer is no easy matter.
他说祷告不是一件简单的事。
It demands a relationship.
他说这里要求有一个关系。
In which you allow the other to enter into the very center of your person.
在这个关系当中，你许可另外一位进到你这个人的最中间、最中心。
Allow him as God to speak to you there.
你在那里许可他向你说话。
Allow him to touch the very core of your being.
你许可他在那里可以触摸到生命的最中心。
Allow him to see so much that you would rather live in darkness.
你许可他看见一些许多你自己的事情，这些事情是你愿意将它隐藏在黑暗当中。
If prayer, as Alan says, is bearing your soul and your heart to somebody.
如果祷告是将我们的魂、将我们的心，好像都倾倒出来
，then prayer offered and unanswered can feel like rejection.
所以这个祷告如果没有蒙应允的时候，你可能会感觉到好像被拒绝。
Like a young woman who has finally worked up the courage to tell the young man she is in love with that she loves him.
好像一个年轻女孩子，她终于有这个勇气，告诉一位她所爱的那个男孩子说：“我爱你。”
Only to have him turned away with nothing to say in return.
但是那个男的却一句话没讲，转身就走了。That's
how often it feels when our desperate prayers seem to fall on deaf ears.
这个感觉就好像当我们祷告的时候，好像你这个祷告好像没有被听到。
Now, there are sometimes there are good reasons for unanswered prayers.
有许多的时候，这个祷告没有容易，也是有很多的理由的。
I remember when we used to live in Sook, British Columbia, a small town on the west coast.
我记得以前住在这个 Sook 这个地方，是一个乡下的一个小镇。
Has anybody been there, Vancouver Island?
有没有人到过温哥华岛这个这个小地方
？Oh, Paul has that. Anyways, we had many years ago, we had a friend there, and she lived in a house that was overlooking the ocean.
我们有朋友住在那里，好多年前，他住在一个房子，面前对着海洋。
And it's a very beautiful view, except for one part of her house.
他的这个风景非常的好，除了有一部分，就他房子的一部分。
And that was in her kitchen.
就在他的厨房的里头。
And so every time she washed the dishes, she would look out the window, and there was always a mountain in front of her view.
但是每一次他在厨房里头洗他的碗筷的时候，看出去的时候，那风景都被山挡住。
So she said one week she spent all week praying that God would move the mountain.
花了一个礼拜祷告，求神将山挪去。
She actually was fasting and praying for that to happen.
她进食祷告，等候着这个山被挪去。
But at the end of the week, she opened up the drapes in the window.
一个礼拜之后，她将这个窗帘打开了。
And she said, I knew the mountain would still be here.
我知道这个山还会在那里。
Sometimes it's good not to have answered prayers.
有的时候这个祷告不容易是好的。
Philip Yancey in his book on prayer gives five reasons why prayers are unlikely. Some prayers are unlikely to be answered.
这个 Philip Yancey 在一本书里面讲到这个，他列了五种的范围，说这些祷告不容易允的这些范围。
So here are five of them. One is a frivolous prayer.
第一个就是很轻率的那种祷告。
Like the woman who was asking for the woman who was asking for the mountain to be moved.
好像这个人祷告要山被挪去。
Or students who don't study all night and then go to write an exam and praying that God would give them a good mark.
还有学生说，万一晚上都不读书，他也祷告求神让他明天能够考得好。
Or the second one is selfish prayers.
第二种是一个自私的祷告。
For example, the mother of James and John asking Jesus for a prominent place for their sons in the kingdom.
好像这个雅各跟约翰的母亲跟耶稣来祷告，求他们让他能够有很重要的地位。
For the sons of thunder talks about John and James wanting to the Lord to put bring fire down on the towns that did not listen to them.
好像这个雅各跟约翰被称为雷子，他们要祷告求火从天上降下来，去毁灭这个村庄里的人。
Or that's a selfish prayer, or disobedient prayer, the prayer from a disobedient life.
还有一个是说，这个不顺从圣灵，他就说发出来的祷告。
Like Saul, King Saul wanting to hold on to his kingship.
好像这个扫罗王，他要继续的抓住他的王位。
Or King David, after he sinned with Bathsheba and his child was born and her to her in the sin, praying for the child to be healed.
好像这个祷告，大卫这个跟别十八犯罪之后，他要为了这个小孩子生命来祷告。
And or you and I praying for one thing while doing something else.
像你我有时候我们祷告祷一件事情，但是我们做另外一件事。
There are contradictions in the world. For example, war. Both sides praying to win the war.
在这个世界上有很多的这个冲突，比方说在征战当中，双方都祷告说要赢得那个战争。
Contradictory prayers.
所以这个是矛盾的祷告。
And then the last one is an interesting one. Is sometimes our prayers are prevented from being answered because of enemy forces in dark spiritual places.
但是最后这个比较特别，就是说可能是因为这个黑暗权势，这个敌人的这个权势。
We don't fully understand how this works, but if you remember the book of Daniel, Daniel was praying, and for 7 days, there was no answer to prayer. And then finally, when Michael came to answer the prayer, he says, "Well, we have to fight through the prince of the power of the air." Do you remember that story?
对于这方面，我们好像我们不是太明白。但是你会记得，在但以理书里面呢，那里讲到这个米迦勒来的时候，他说他必须要先跟与这个波斯的魔君征战，然后他才能来。
So there's many reasons why some prayers are not answered.
所以有很多的理由，为什么我们的祷告好像没有蒙到应允？
There are also real, but these this is not the only reason. There are still real desperate prayers that many of us have that go unanswered.
但是不只光是这些理由，我们还是有一些的祷告，好像我们很迫切的祷告，但是没有得到答案。
And unanswered prayers are really a challenge to our faith.
这个没有蒙应允的这些祷告，对于我们的信心来讲是一个挑战。
For some people, they even lose their faith.
有些人来说，他们反因为这样反而失去了信心。
I know, personally, as you probably do, people who have decided to give up on their faith because they give up on God because they have unanswered prayers.
我也认识一些这样的人，可能你也认识，就是因为他们的祷告没有蒙应允，他们就放弃了他的信仰。
Novelist George Orwell, who spent his young life in a boarding school, recalls the many desperate prayers he uttered to God.
George Orwell, 他在年轻的时候，他用了多时间祷告
and they were not answered, and for that reason, he.Besides, as he grew up, he would not believe in God.
但是他的祷告没有蒙到应允，所以他长大之后，他就决定不再信主了。
Richard Moen, a theologian, tells a story about a tourist who goes to Jerusalem for a visit.
这有一位作家这样讲到说，有这个到耶路撒冷去的这个游客。
And he met a Jewish man praying on the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem.
他在耶路撒冷哭墙那里说，他碰到有个犹太人在那里祷告。
He watches Jewish men rock back and forth, closed eyes, beating his breast, and sometimes raising his hand, praying to God.
这个人祷告的时候，前后的摇动，又这边摇头，又打，又捶他的胸。
So after the man finished, the tourist asked the Jewish man, what do you pray for?
所以当这个人祷告完了之后呢，这个游客就问他说，你祷告到什么？
The Jewish man responds, I pray for righteousness.
他说我为了公义来祷告。
I pray for the health of my family.
我为我家庭的健康祷告。
I pray for the peace of the world.
我为这个世界的和平祷告。
Especially the peace of Jerusalem.
特别是为耶路撒冷求平安。
And so the tourist asked the Jewish man, are these prayers effective?
所以这个旅客就问他说，你这些祷告是不是有功效？
And the Jewish man replies, well, it's like talking to a wall.
他说这个祷告好像对墙讲话。
Have you had similar experience?
你有没有过类似的经验？
Even Jesus of Nazareth struggled with this reality.
耶稣自己祷告都碰到这个事实。
Luke records that Jesus prayed all night, choosing the 12 men to pray with him.
路加福音记载到耶稣这个在拣十二个门徒之前，他整个晚上祷告。
And every one of them would leave him. And one would betray him.
这么多人好像后来都离开他，有一位甚至于出卖他。
How about John chapter 17 when he prayed for those who would follow him that they would all be one, even as he and the Father are one?
约翰十七章那个大祭司祷告里面，他说求向父神保守他们合而为一。
And for 2,000 years we've been waiting for this to happen.
但是我们等了两千年都还没看到合一。
Because our churches are still are not together in many places of the world, even in Canada.
在许多的地方，在这个世界上，甚至在加拿大里面，你看这个教会好像还是没有回应。
I sometimes wonder what would happen if every person in all our churches were together and one heart.
有的时候我在想说，如果这个事情真的发生，我们全部是有同一个心智。
What would happen to our world?
这对这个世界会有什么样的影响？
But this prayer is still being uttered, I think, even today by the Lord Jesus.
到今天，比如说这个祷告仍然被发出来。
There are many incidents of unanswered prayers in the Bible.
在圣经中有很多这个好像祷告不蒙应允的例子。
Moses asking to go into the promised land.
这个摩西祷告希望能够进入应许之地。
David spending a week praying desperately for the life of his firstborn with Bathsheba.
这个祷告。大卫花了好多时间祷告，为了那个被十八岁生的那个小孩。
Elijah praying to die.
这个以利亚在那里求死。
Israel praying for victory over their enemy.
这个以色列祷告，希望胜过他们的敌人。
Habakkuk praying for the deliverance from the Babylonian.
这个哈巴谷祷告说，希望能够脱离巴比伦人的手。
And all these prayers went unanswered or with a negative answer.
这些祷告要就是没有应允，或者是负面。
But perhaps the most graphic of all unanswered prayer is the one found in Psalm 22.
但是可能这个好像最像一幅图画画出来的就是诗篇二十二篇。
When Jesus is hanging on the cross and he prays, my God, my God.
当耶稣被挂在十字架的时候，他求说，他说我的神，我的神。
Why have you forsaken me?
你为什么离弃我？
Have you ever prayed that?
你有没有这样祷告过？
Early in the garden in Gethsemane, before the cross, he said, "Everything is possible for you, God."
在这之前，在克西马尼园他祷告的时候，他说，在你每一件事都可能。
And he said, "If it is possible, let this cup pass from me."
他说，如果可能的话，让这个杯子能够挪去。
But it didn't.
但是没有发生。
And as he utters this prayer, he's hanging on the cross.
当他在说这个祷告的时候，他是被挂在十字架上。
And the cross is a rough hewn wood.
这个十字架是一个非常粗的这个的木头。
His bones of his hands and his feet are broken.
他的手脚上面的骨头都已经这个破裂。
From the spikes that are driven into his bones.
因为被这个钉子所穿过去。
His body is bloody.
他的身上都是血。
His skin has been torn off from the whipping.
他的这个皮肤上很多地方的皮都是裂开来的。
And it is scraping against this rough wood.
所以他在这里跟这个木头上面摩擦。
And the splinters are embedded into his skin.
这个粗的木头上面的一些刺就刺在他的身上。
His blood is spilling from every open wound in his body.
他的血从他身上每一个伤口流出来。
And he has received the cruelty of humanity.
但他在这里所受到的是人类残忍的对待。
And Isaiah describes this picture.
以赛亚书里面就讲到这个图画。
And his condition in Isaiah 53 says that it is so bad that no man could even look upon his face.
在五三章那里讲到这个情况非常不好，人都掩面不看他。
And it is in this condition where there is no hope of survival that Jesus recalls this psalm.
正在这个好像没有活下去、活命的指望的当中，耶稣在这里他就用了诗篇二十二篇的祷告。
I'm sure he's reciting it.
我相信他在这里背诵这个经文。
And this would have been the normative practice from his childhood training.
这可能是他从小上来的时候就已经会的这些经文。
Praying through each word,
他就每一次这样的祷告的经文
，making each word of the psalm his words,
叫这个诗篇里的每一句话都是从他心里出来。
Praying through the psalm in the midst of his darkest hour,
在他的人生最黑暗的那段当中
，during
his 诗篇祷告
，his most difficult suffering,
在最痛苦的当中
，is an honest prayer of a suffering man,
是一个受苦的人以诚实的祷告。
My God, my God.
我的神，我的神。
Why have you forsaken me?
你为什么离弃我？
There is a dynamic interplay in this prayer.
这个里面这个祷告当中有一个好像充满了动力的一个环节。
And we need to notice it.
所以我们需要注意到这个。
And it's an important detail to ponder as we consider our own struggles.Pray to God during difficult times.
所以这个对我们自己在自己祷告经过这个困难当中，我们祷告生活有帮助。
The dynamic shift is the focus. The dynamic play is the shifting of focus as Jesus and David, the writer of the psalm, wrestles to what he's suffering.
但这个里面重要的是讲耶稣和主这个作者大卫他自己本身所经过的挣扎。
And the interplay is a shift in language from I to me and then to you.
他在里面你看见他所用的这个名词里面从讲到我换到你。
In verse 1 and 2, the language is definitely about the person's personal struggle.
他第一节、第二节呢就毫无疑问的讲到这个个人他的挣扎。
And personal anguish.
这个个人所受的痛苦。
In verse 3 to 5, the section begins with the word, yet you.
但是从3到5节呢，你讲到但你。
And then in verse 6, begins with the word, but I.
但第6节开始讲到但是我。
And the theme of personal suffering again is highlighted.
这里又在强调个人所受的痛苦。
Verse 8 and then in verse 9 to 11, there's a shift again to you.
从第8节、9节到11节，那你重心又转到你。
Do you see the struggle? I, me. you. He's trying to refocus his mind, not on his own suffering, but on the God who is with him in the suffering.
真正看见那个挣扎的基督，好像他把这个焦点原来在身上，他就转移到神的身上。
Then from verse 12 to 18, the focus again is shifted to I and me.
12节到18节那里，好像那个焦点又讲到他自己。
Bulls surround me.
这里讲到这些公牛围绕我。
Roaring lions against me.
讲到这些狮子在他的旁边。
I am like water being poured out.
他说他好像水一样的被流出来。
My heart has turned to wax.
他说我的心像蜡一样的融化。
My strength is dried up.
他好像他的这个精力都枯干。
And my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth.
他这个舌头贴到上膛。
And in verse 12 to 18, it contains the graphic description of the suffering of Jesus on the cross.
这个十二节到十八节这里就很清楚地描写了在十字架上耶稣受的痛苦。
If you want to understand how much he suffered, you need to read these words again and again.
如果你要知道主耶稣在十字架受何等的痛苦，你需要一再地重复读这段的经文。
Because it's not a suffering that just for no reason.
这个痛苦不是说为了某一个理由。
Because for you and for me,
这是为了你和我。
Which he suffered for us.
所以他为我们受苦。
And then he watched his friends desert him.
好，他看见他的朋友都离弃他。
And his enemies gloat over his demise.
这些那个他的敌人在那边讥笑嘲笑他。
And the interplay of these words exposes the struggle of a person of faith as he tries to reconcile his dire circumstances. His dire situation with the good promises of God. And the sufferer recognizes that there is an incongruency between the promise of God's goodness and the reality of the situation.
所以这个受苦痛苦的人，他知道这里有一个神的应许，但是这个与这个实际上好像有一个隔阂。
And in the midst of such an experience, a choice has to be made.
所以在这个经历的当中，他必须要做一个选择。
One can give up and give in.
一个人可以放弃，他就觉得说绝望。
It's an understandable choice.
这是一个很我们可以明白的一个选择。
Given some of the terrible circumstances many of us have to go through.
就如果按照我们经过一些好像很不好的一些环境的当中，我们可以理解。
Or one can hope.
或者是我们可以有盼望。
Not that things will get better.
不一定是说这个事情会变得更好。
But in a God who loves us despite the circumstances of life.
所以即使在这个环境不顺利的当中，我们想到神的美善。
And the pivotal verse in this psalm is verse 19.
在这里面好像最重要的一个经文是在第十九节。
And from verse 19, David says, "But you."
在十九节里他说，但你。
From then on, he begins his defiant ranting of praise.
从这个地方开始，他好像有一种抗拒的，或者是不服的那种的，在不停的赞美。
In the midst of the pain and the struggle of his present situation, a defiant note of faith.
在这里面有一种好像一个抗拒的一种心情。
Trusting even this hopelessness to God.
他把他这个好像完全无望的心情都交在神那里。
Who promised to rescue and to enlarge his kingdom.
因为神应许会拯救他，而且叫他的国度扩张。
There is no explainable reason for this shift.
这里没有好像没有办法解释他怎么会这样转过来。
It's an insane, passionate belief in the character of God.
在这里好像有一种可以讲，就像是有点疯狂的，但是是热狂热的去爱这个喜爱神的这个神的这个本性。
The God promises something good.
神应许好的事情。
Even though nothing in his present experience warrants that belief.
虽然在他当时所经历的这些当中，没有一样事情叫他可以相信这些应许。
As I reflected on Psalm 22, I recall the words of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
所以 当我在读这段经文的时候，我就想到希伯来书这个十二章第二节。
When the writer of the book of Hebrews records for us how Christ found his strength,
这个希伯来书的作者就告诉我们说，主耶稣在那个他怎么样的得到他的能力
，to endure the horrors of the cross.
他怎么样忍受这个十字架的痛苦
？And this is what he says of Jesus.
他这样讲。
He says, "For the joy set before him."
他因为那个摆在他面前的喜乐。
He endured the cross.
所以他就忍受十字架的苦难。
Scorning its shame.
所以在这里就讲到，他就忍受他的羞辱。
Is it possible that Psalm 22 is the source of his resolve and his transformation?
可不可能这个诗篇二十二篇就是他在那个时候好像得到能力的源头
？I believe it was.
我相信是的。
As he worked through the prayer,
当他经过这样子的祷告
，agonizing over each recalled word,
他在这个苦困苦的当中，他思想每一个字
，knowing suffering intimately,
知道这个他清清楚楚的知道这个受苦。
And waiting painfully for a reply from God.
在那里好像痛苦的当中等候神的应
允。As he cried for help.
在那里他向神呼求。
Stealing his mind through the pain.
好像从他这个思想当中，在困苦的当中来经过。
He finally gets to verse 19.
他终于到了这个第十九节。
But you.
这里想到但你。
Have not ignored the suffering of the needy.
所以你不会忍及我放弃我不顾我的痛苦。
Have not turned and walked away.
他就不会因为好像就转身就离开了。
You've listened to their cries for help.
所以讲回去听他们的呼求。
Can you imagine that?
你可以想，可以好像我们来讲的事情。
He is hanging on the cross.
他被挂在十字架上。
Blood is spilling out of every hole in his body.
他身上每一个受伤的地方，血就不断的流出来。
His tongue is stuck to his roof of his mouth.
他的舌头已经贴到上了。
His heart is being squeezed because he cannot breathe.
因为他不能够呼吸，他的心脏好像被那里压缩。
His ankles are broken by the spikes nailed through him.
他的这个脚后跟因为这个钉疮，因为这个钉子完全的都这个断裂。
And then in verse 19, he says, "But you, O God, in the middle of all this, you."
在那么多人当中，他说你，他说你神。
Have not ignored my suffering.
所以你并没有远离我。
For the joy set before him.
因为为了他前面的喜乐。
He endured the cross.
所以他就忍受了这十字架的痛苦。
Why might Jesus have chosen Psalm 22 in this time of his greatest need?
在他具体需要的当中，为什么耶稣选了诗篇二十二篇呢
？Why not Psalm 23？
为什么不选择诗篇二十三篇呢
？The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not be in want.
他说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
”Wouldn't Psalm 23 be more comforting？
诗篇二十三篇是不是更可以让得安慰呢
？Why acknowledge God's silence even as His children cry out in agony？
为什么在这个痛苦的当中呼求的时候，我还在这里接受神的这个？
My guess is that Jesus has settled this question regarding his own suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane many hours ago.
我猜想就是在好多小时之前，这个问题耶稣在克西马尼园里面已经得到了答案。
Remember, he prayed, "If it is possible to take this cup."
在那里他祷告说，如果是可能的话，请你将这个杯挪去。
Jesus knew God to do it.
耶稣知道神可以这样做。
But then, as he struggled through what was at stake,
但是他在那里挣扎的时候，知道这件事情的重要性。
You know, God, here's the truth that you need to hold on to and grab onto at this moment.
在这个瞬刻当中，我们需要抓住这一点真理。
Jesus did not have to die.
耶稣他可以不要死。
And all of us would go to hell.
那我们全部的人都会下到地狱去。
And God would still be holy.
但神仍然还是圣洁。
God did not have to send His Son to this sinful world.
神并不一定需要派他的儿子到这个充满罪恶的世界来。
Christ did not have to suffer.
这个耶稣他可以无缘无故为我们受苦。
Except for our salvation.
除 除了这个我们救恩以外，这是个 great debt， 这是一个我们所欠的极深的一个债。
He knew that God could say to Jesus. Jesus knew that God could say to the first dead man, "Son, I can't bear seeing you suffer."